You know, I'm excited about this analogy, Coach. My uncle is an absolute fanatic about baseball.
You know, hot dogs always taste better at the game, don't they?
They do. Always. Always.
I always joked you could sell hot dogs on a plane and make a fortune. They had steaks on a plane. Why not hot dogs?
Yeah,
on a plane?
There you go. Right now.
That's true.
Maybe bring 100 on the plane, walk up and down the aisle. Hey, hot dogs.
You can probably get $20 for them, right?
20 each. Finance the whole trip.
There you go.
Just keep flying from one place to the other. TSA would get onto you, though.
Yeah, they might.
Yeah. Well, let's look at baseball and let's look at the financial world, because there are four bases in baseball: first, second, third, and home.
That's right.
And any high schooler knows it, the goal was to get home, wasn't it?
Oh, I see what you did there.
Before mom and there we go. Yeah. Well, back in the day, when the street lights came on, you had to get home, right?
Yep,
that's what
go.
I was talking about, Thomas. You get your dirty mind out of the gutter.
Oh, whatever.
You know, the secret back in the day when I was in high school was I would never tell Dad when I was going to be home, therefore I could never be late.
Oh, that's nice. True. I like that.
One time I came home like 11:05. He said, "You're late, Peter." I said, "Dad, I never told you when I was coming home."
I'm if, not the
law, if the law has not been written.
And Dad had nothing to say to that. It's pretty funny. This is unusual, by the way.
I like it.
All right. So the first base. Base one is retirement income. We're talking about the financial world. And you hear me talk about it all the time on the show, how it's great to have a financial plan. It's great to have money saved in all these tax-deferred savings vehicles.
Oh, right. Certainly.
Tax delayed or tax postponed, because you're going to have to pay the tax on them eventually. But, hey, it's better to have money than not have money, right?
There you mm-hmm. go. Yeah.
I always joke that, like, someone came in and they said, "Hey, my financial advisor says that I'm going to be in a lower tax bracket in retirement." And I said, and he said, "That's a good thing?" And they looked at me like I was crazy. Yeah, it's great to be in a lower tax bracket. I said, myself, in retirement, I want to be in the highest tax bracket.
Yeah, I'm sure he was wondering why as well.
Well, what does that mean? It means I'm making more money.
There you go.
Right? So why would I want to be in the lowest tax bracket?
That's right.
Why do I want to make it look like I'm poor to the government? I want to make as much as possible, right?
That's right.
What you want to do in retirement.
That's right. Well, and with the tax strategies you employ, if you are in that higher bracket, you know you are doing very well.
Yeah, and so let's look at it. So someone tells you you're going to be in a lower tax bracket in retirement, they must have a crystal ball, because no one knows what the taxes are going to be in retirement.
No doubt.
Heck, we don't
know
what they're going to be this year a lot of times to the middle of the year when Congress decides.
Isn't it true?
Right? So when we're looking forward, there's no guarantee that'll say that the lowest tax rate 10 or 20 years ago may be higher than the highest tax bracket today.
Whoa, wow. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
you don't know, right?
Yeah.
So the goal for retirement planning is to look at that lump sum and translate it into what it will give you in income-wise. And again, that income needs to be consistent, persistent, measurable, and increasing.
That's right. Consistency is something that a lot of folks are missing in this area as well.
Yep. Yep. I tried to get up an acronym with those four words.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't make anything work. I just had to say consistent, persistent, measurable, and increasing. Now, of those four, if you could only have one of those four, and this is a good question to ask yourself. Thomas, you first.
Okay.
Would you like consistent, persistent, measurable, or increasing as far as your income and retirement?
As far as my
pay attention, Abby, because you're next.
I would like it to be measurable, because I'd like to know how much I have, regardless of whether it increases or not.
Okay, no right or wrong answer, by the way. No right or wrong. Abby, what about you? Consistent, persistent, measurable,
increasing?
Or increasing? Increasing. All right, so increasing is
okay.
Good. Now, you don't have to worry about that, because with a proper retirement plan, you can have all four.
Oh,
wow.
Okay,
so,
sure.
You know, we always look at the financial triangle: risk, safety, and liquidity.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And we say you can pick two: risk, safety, or liquid. Liquid means you can get all your money at all the times. So a lot of people say they want safe and growth, right?
Right. Yeah.
And then they say, well, I can't have any of my money, right? So what good is it if it's growing if I can't touch it?
Mm.
So we have to design plans that give you access to money when you need it.
Yeah.
It needs to be safe for retirement, right, for retirement plans. And we need to have it grow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, growth is all measurable as according to what happened yesterday. A lot of people say, well, my money grew this much. I looked at my market account, right? And then, or my money shrank this much, the market went down.
Yeah.
What if we could have a way where it would never shrink, but it wouldn't grow as much as the market? Would that make sense?
Yeah, it would. Absolutely.
For retirement, it would, right?
Absolutely.
And the worst case scenario for our lump sum would be it would have a zero return 1 year. That would be the worst case scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
It absolutely does. Well, it makes me go back and think of what happened to my father over the years 2007, 2008. And if he had a plan such as this, the impact on his retirement obviously would have been greatly diminished by what had happened.
Well, let me give you one piece of advice, and you can quote me on this. It's a whole lot easier to recover from a market downfall when you didn't lose anything.
Yeah, there you go.
That's true.
Right?
No, it's very true.
And I've seen this, believe me, 25 years in the financial arena, I've seen some ups and downs in the market, and I've seen some people that safely put their money in places they couldn't lose, and I've also seen people who told me they could withstand risk.
Okay.
And until they had the risk hit them in the face, right?
Mm-hmm, sure.
And since we do the worst thing at the worst times humans do. The emotions, fear and greed, kick in. So when the market's going up, we pile more money in when we should be taking some money out and locking our gains in, right?
Exactly.
And when the market's going down, we take all our money out when we should be piling more money in to take advantage of the upswing that will come someday.
There you go. That's right? Very true.
So the two emotions kill more people in the financial world than anything.
Wow. Wow.
And so we have to make sure that we're doing the right thing and we're on the right track. And a lot of times it does require some coaching and some second and third opinions.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so if we have, though, a lump sum time bomb, the money is just a lump sum in our 401k, we need to figure out what that could translate to and as far as an income. And there are plans out there that zero is the worst, but then they also add an attachment on there that will grow your money for retirement income. And each and every year, it'll grow it by anywhere between 4 and 7% for your income in the future that you can never outlive. Very, very important. It's called income planning.
Well, I know you're passionate about having that income plan in place, Coach, and it sounds like this is really what kills all of that worry, kills all of that stress heading into retirement.
Yeah, I really think that everyone out there needs their own income plan. So give the number out. If you want to find out what your lump sum could translate to as far as a lifetime income, we'll get into our income time machine, we call it, and we'll make sure to get you the right plan put in place. So give them the number out, Thomas.
Folks, it's advice like this that shows you how important it is to meet with a financial coach who understands the ins and the outs of the financial world. Now, take advantage of this opportunity to meet for free with John Kelly and his team, and he can make sure that you're on the right path, and that path is based on your risk preferences, your budget, and your goals. Their number to call is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
I had a listener come in last week. They said, we love it when you play the income time machine sounder. So let me play it for everybody.
All right.
Get in that income time machine. Find out what your income is going to be in the future. Very important based on what you've already put away. Keep in mind, with market-based accounts, you are not up until you're out.
Mm, very true.
In other words, if you're just looking at your statements, telling everyone how much money you're up, if it still says you're in there, you're not up anything, are you,
That's
Abby?
Right.
It's a paper gain, it's called. So we want to make sure we get in the right place. Now, baseball analogy, retirement income is first base. We need to make sure when we're building our plan that retirement income takes priority over everything for retirement.
Okay. Makes sense. First thing to look at. Yeah,
because when it comes to retirement, I understand that the income you have coming in each and every month determines your lifestyle. Doesn't it? Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
you've
seen people retired who were out there enjoying it. You're jealous of them. They're posting on Facebook. They're on one cruise after another. They're flying their grandkids in. They're going to baseball games. They're doing whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
And then there's other people who aren't posting anything.
Yeah.
And maybe it's because they're private, or other times because they're not doing anything.
No, that's true.
Right. So we need to make sure we have the right plan put together for the right time of our life.
And, that's right.
And we're going to cover more of the baseball on the next segment of the show here.
Sounds good.
But I want to make this offer out to everybody because it's important. It really is important that we sit down and we figure out where you are right now financially. If I had a nickel for every time someone came in saying, Coach, we really don't know where we are. We don't know if we're on track to retire at a certain age we want to retire on, and we don't know what we're going to be able to do. We have grandkids. We want to make sure we have fun with them and they have fun with us, and we want to have a legacy plan put together so we leave our money the right way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Folks, there's so much that goes into it. Matter of fact, Thomas and Abby, there's 22 different steps in my total retirement plan.
Wow. Okay.
But if you don't want to do it yourself, which why would you if you have someone that you hear on the radio that can educate you in person and show you where you are right now and help you design and customize? If you're going to build a house, wouldn't you rather meet with the guy who's going to build it?
Oh, absolutely. Definitely.
Who is famous for building good houses and has the financial blueprint and retirement blueprint? Yes, that's what we can do for you. So
absolutely.
If you're one of the next 10 callers and you have at least $200,000 saved for retirement, we'll sit down with you and we'll review your tax returns to uncover long-term tax issues, which are a very big termite in the financial world when we talk about retirement. Looking at your IRAs, your capital gains taxes, even Social Security taxes eat people alive in retirement. We'll also establish your retirement income goal, how much money you want and need to enjoy living your lifestyle to the fullest in retirement. And most importantly, we will analyze your current investments to establish the real cost and fees and something we call the calculated risk exposure level. Based on where you are right now, what could happen in the future? How much could you lose? How much could you gain? Very important to know that before it really happens.
Right.
If you see this light coming down the train track, you think a train might be behind it?
Maybe so.
When's the best time to jump off the track? Before you realize it's a train or after it's by you?
Let's go ahead and get off.
And also, we're going to determine the percentage of assets needed to protect your future income needs, and that considers taxes and inflation two of the biggest enemies in retirement planning. Folks, give us a call right now.
That's right. And our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. So if you have any questions about what we're talking about or how it may apply to your own situation, connect with John Kelly and his team at Kelly Financial Services by calling 800 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
Well, retirement is fraught with risk. Longevity, market, and inflation, three big risks. Enough risk to make you a nervous wreck many times. Do you have enough money saved, or have you invested it right? You only get one shot at this, folks. There are no do-overs many times in the retirement planning world. So let's do it right the first time. When we come back, we're going to continue with a discussion of the four bases of wealth management.